Today we're going to talk about astronomy. Quite often you'll discover out there in the universe black holes, financial black holes of bad code bases. Now, the reason this happens is that you have people that are basically not very technical, and they were given the budget and they hired a team and developed a product, cost maybe $1 million or something. Give it 2 or 3 years down the road, the code base is al spaghetti a bolognese, or maybe carbonara. The person that's invested that money is not going to tell the CEO, hey, this code needs to be rewritten because basically it's not maintained very well, it's not written very well. He's never going to do that. What's going to happen is it's going to get patched and patched and patched, developers are going to leave, they're going to rehire developers, the developers are going to take about 6 months to get up to speed with the code base till they start making productivity, you know, to the company. It happens quite a lot, you know, because of clients. The company builds a product and then they have a big client coming in and they want this new feature, but then the business says, okay, add this new feature to the code base. But that feature makes the code base a level of exponentially more complicated than it was before. And every time you add a new feature to it, you're going to add exponential complexity. It's not like a linear line adding a new feature. The more code you have, the harder it is in a greater proportion than it was the extra lines of code you've added to the code base. And when you're working with spaghetti code, it makes the developers quite stressed and it takes away all the joy from working in this code. Basically, to have good efficiency from developers, you need two things, right? You need to be well paid and you need to enjoy your work. And if the code base is unnecessarily complex and the business isn't willing to refactor it, it's a very deep level of frustration to developers and it causes boredom and fatigue, and you're probably only going to get 3 or 4 good hours a day from that developer if you're lucky. And it's endemic, I think. So what is the solution to this thing? Well, obviously, you have to hire the best CTO you can possibly get. Straight talking CTO. You need to have maybe third parties coming in, looking at the code base, trusted third parties, saying, is this becoming overly complicated? How much code is vanilla? How much can be reused across frameworks? Talking about front-end code here. It's just something I want you to watch out for, is that just because you're throwing the money at a code base and developers are working on it, you could be throwing a lot of that money down the drain to the singularity of the black hole long term. And companies often don't even notice it because maybe the product is like generating millions and millions of revenue and the developers are only 500,000. But if you were to just redo the code base, you might be only spending 100,000 you know, per given amount of time after the product eventually gets rewritten in a certain way. But this is a bit of a rant, but I'm just saying that, you know, there are a lot of black holes out there. And if you got a comment, just let a comment on my Discord or send me a Twitter to let me know what you think, or just on this, I've posted on LinkedIn. Have you seen any black holes out there?